Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of Amazing Misery, Tales of a Miserable Mets Fan. I'm your host, Glenn Price. This episode is brought to you and sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Unofficially, of course. Actually, not at all. I just happened to be sitting in the Chick-fil-A parking lot, eating my food, crying in my Chick-fil-A sauce, contemplating life choices. But the Mets won a game. Then they won two. And I believe it was Lou Brown from the movie Major League that said it best. You win a game, then you win two, you win three, and that's what's called a winning streak. I don't want to sound condescending, but let's have this momentum snowball into something. Give the fans something to be proud of, something to watch, something to get behind while they spend their hard-earned money watching you guys put a product on the field. And, you know, baseball players are human beings. I don't think Lindor and Nimmo enjoyed the fact that at one point they were 2-for-40. Two hits between the two of them. Of course, it's been updated now. They played a couple of games since my last podcast, my last episode. So they're doing a little bit better. Nemo's doing a little bit better. Lindor, he still needs to pick it up. He needs to start hitting. I think like Ron, Gary, and Keith have been saying he's pressing a little bit. Trying to do a little too much. And, I know he's not happy. And these guys are human beings, you know. I'm pulling for him. But, you know, the name of the show is not the Optimistic Mets Fan. I'm sorry, that's just not where we are at. As, you know, being as a fan for so many years. Yeah, you know, the name of the show is Amazing Misery, Tales of a Miserable Mets Fan. Like all good things, everything must come to an end. Off to a bad start. 0-4, 1-5, 2-5. Two wins in a row. Thought that there's going to be a momentum swing. We were feeling good emotionally, momentumly, not a word. But then again, neither is half the crap that these younger generations say these days. They're not words. They just come up with them. Like the phrase low-key, or my kids used to say sus, dead ass. Oh, that's a good one. But anyway, don't get me started on all that. So things were going all right. Watched the game with my family. April 6th, Saturday. Beautiful day out against the Cincinnati Reds. Mets were up 5-2. It's amazing how baseball could take you from one state of happiness to utter disappointment and just start laughing uncontrollably, because if you don't laugh, you'll just cry. Hey, that's a little dramatic, but I tend to be dramatic. Finishing this podcast at like 8 o'clock at night, which will premiere tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th. Anyway, things were going well. It was the 7th inning, Mets up 5-2. Bottom of the 7th, fine. Top of the 8th, okay. Bottom of the 8th, total implosion. Which, baseball's a funny game. Total implosion. Navarro's throwing down a second. Well, there's a runner on third, so the runner on third pretty much strolls home. He's throwing down a second. McNeil catches the ball and never even tries to cut it off and maybe throw it back to home plate, see if he can get the runner going. I don't know if he would have because the camera angle wasn't great at that moment, but it was a weird play. It was just a weird inning. Cincinnati Reds player bunt. Navarez runs out to catch it. It's too far for him to catch. Backspin rolls behind him. Yeah, it was just bad. They look like the Bad News Bears. They look like the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League before they ended up getting good. So hopefully the Mets could turn it around. But, you know, there's still hope. It's 2-6. 2-6, only 8 games in. Let's talk about the bright spots. The pitching. Phenomenal. They're starting pitching really like first overall in the league, which is amazing. Had an issue today with today's game with relief pitching. And Mendoza had to leave Ramirez in a little too long, apparently, because some of his bullpen guys weren't available for the game. Yeah, so getting back to what I was talking about earlier about the whip. I looked it up, and actually the whip statistic was a thing since 1979. As a kid, I don't ever remember following that as a stat when I was collecting baseball cards. But I could have just been oblivious to that fact. Anyway, all right, let's move on. 2-6. Tonight we got another game tomorrow. Hopefully the Mets can get a win. We can get some momentum. You know, who do we have hitting a little bit better today? We had McNeil. I think Nimmo did better. I mean, the bats were definitely better. Lindor still needs to get on track and start hitting. He's just popping the ball up left and right. Talked to my mom, she's in her 70s, and it's only her second year of actually watching baseball. She watched me play when I was younger, but only her second year watching me play baseball or watching the Mets play. And she's convinced that it's Lindor's shoes. His cleats. He's got to wear the colorful cleats that he was wearing. He was hitting so much better. He's just wearing the white cleats. I mean, if Lindor's listening, that's something to think about. You heard it. You heard it here first on my podcast, coming from my mother. That's something that you should think about, Lindor. But anyway, listen, let's get geared up. Here for tomorrow's game. Let's go. So hopefully tomorrow, Sunday, April 6th, they can put it behind them and they can go on another 2-game winning streak. Maybe make it snowball into a 3-game winning streak. I don't know. Anything's possible. Okay, though. It's okay. But I mean, just talking about baseball in general, you know, so many things with the game has changed. Bring back when it wasn't even really that long ago, but you can intentionally walk somebody and you actually threw the pitches. Now you just hold up 4 fingers and then the guy goes to first base. The reason I don't like that is because I remember the times when either the pitcher would try to intentionally walk the batter, and then he would throw it too close to the plate, and then the hitter would, you know, would get a nice solid hit out of it. Or the pitcher would make like he was gonna, you know, if it was like, say, a 3-2 count, for some reason they decide they didn't want to pitch to that particular person. And the eyes have seen the pitcher throw it over the plate and get strike three. I believe it was Melito Perez who played for the Yankees, maybe the Royals. I don't know. My memory is shot. My name is Glenn Price, though, that I remember, so that's pretty good. That's a step in the right direction. I was watching the game today when, like I said, they lost to the Reds, and I was watching the game with my family. It was happy times, good times, you know. Seventh inning, I believe they were up 5-2. And then I'm not going to say how many runs the Reds score after that, but it was a crap load. They scored a crap load of runs, and the Reds beat them. So, you know, again, 2-5. Now the Mets are 2-6. Did I think that they were going to go 0-162 games? No, I didn't. And listen, I think J.D. Martinez is going to be really good for the Mets. But do I have any false delusions of grandeur that he's going to save the team? No, of course not. But I think he's going to definitely help them out. I also think that, again, 2-6 start, 8 games in. Said earlier, I didn't think they were going to go 0-162, even though I am a miserable Mets fan. But I definitely didn't think they were going to go 162-0, so, you know, it's going to be a tough road ahead just in general. But let's make it exciting. Start scoring some runs. You know, if some of the veterans aren't performing, call up some of the young kids. Let's go. Hopefully the pitching is sustainable. Also, when I spoke about the movie Major League and I referred to the baseball team as the Cleveland Indians, because back then they were the Indians. Now they're the Guardians, which is fine. I get it. You know, some people are all up in arms. I don't know much about the Cleveland Guardians baseball team in general, but I think when they wanted to get away from the name the Indians, they gave some careful thought and said, let's call ourselves the Guardians. Not so much for the football Washington Redskins, did they? The powers that be sat around a table and said, all right, we can't call ourselves the Redskins. Just call ourselves the Washington football team. Okay, at least now they're the Commanders. But who are the geniuses that came up with the Washington football team? These people are getting paid so much money, and they couldn't have come up with a better name than that. That's just crazy. I understand wanting to change the name. You know, some things when it comes to being PC, I don't necessarily understand, but I get it. You know? I wouldn't want someone to take a look at me and be like, oh, we're going to call us the Scranton middle-aged fat white guys. So I understand exactly where they're coming from. But listen, it's a long road ahead. A lot of baseball to be played. For the love of God, Mets, please, just give us something to cheer for. Let's go. Put an end to my misery. You win the World Series this year, and I'll change the name of my podcast next year. That's my promise. Maybe I will be the optimistic Mets fan next year. Who knows? Anything could happen. Let's find out, shall we? Get to the playoffs. Win a few games. And then I'll think about changing the name of my podcast. Anyway, I think on my next podcast, I'm going to... Listen, according to me, top 10 best baseball movies. There's some I'm going to leave out because I didn't watch. I don't know whether it was either a little bit before my time or just, I don't, for whatever reason. But join us for my next episode, episode 3. We'll start the episode right off with top 10 baseball movies of all time, according to Glenn Price. Thanks for listening to Amazing Misery, Tales of a Miserable Mets Fan podcast with Glenn Price. Until next time, be safe.